Come in. Oh, good morning, Mr. Goober. I have some news for you.
Oh, really, Mr. Fodberg? He's probably going to tell me what a great worker I am. He'll compliment me on that profitable sale to Krakow Corporation. He'll say, Harvey Goober, it was a move of pure genius when you decided to give a live demonstration of Fodberg toilet paper in front of a committee of 18 at Krakow Corporation. Then he'll say, my boy...
Mr. Goober, may I have your attention, please?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Fodberg. What type of news do you have, sir?
Well, Harvey Goober, my boy, it's a bit of good news and a bit of bad news. Being that you've been an employee at Fodberg Toilet and Accessories for over 12 years, the good news is that you are entitled to a pay increase.
Oh, that is good news, sir. And the bad news?
Oh, that, you're fired.
But, sir, I've been here 12 years. What about all those sales I made?
Sales? Sales? You mean like the one at the Hilton Hotel?
Well, sir, that was an honest mistake.
I'll say it was. Instead of giving them 250-degree hot hand dryers, you put the order in for 50 200-degree blowers. The next day when Mr. Hilton came to see me, he would have punched me all over the office. That is, if he could make a fist.
But Mr. Fodberg, really, Mr. Fodberg.
How about your brilliant idea for electric shavers for use while taking a bath? That really shocked the market.
But how about the toilet paper deal with Krakow Corporation?
They're still trying to air out the conference room from your fool demonstration. Now get out! You're fired!
Some make mistakes. I make disasters. I'm such a fool. Even with toilet paper.
Well, I might as well go and clean out my desk.
Hey, Goober, I heard your demonstration with Krakow Corporation was a real stinker.
I heard you got attacked at the toy store. They saw your face and thought you were a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Some find it sad. Some find it funny. But Christmas is here, and I ain't got no money.
Gee, Harvey, I'm sorry to hear about your job.
Well, thanks, Mary.
Hey, why don't you cheer yourself up and take your family to the town's Christmas rock and roll show?
Well, I'd really love to go, but those tickets are much too expensive, especially for a man without a job.
Well, Pop really took it hard losing his job that year. His pockets were so empty that even the lint balls refused to live there.
Hey, Harvey, whenever my father was sad, we all sang Christmas songs to cheer us up.
Yeah, good idea, Mom.
Hey, how about Jingle Bells?
How about White Christmas?
Hey, what about Silent Night?
How about Smoke on the Water, recorded by Deep Purple on a 16-track Digitonic Amplex recorder?
Shut up, Seymour!
How about Deck the Halls?
Yeah, that's good.
Deck the Halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, he was so sad that he only told us one Christmas joke.
And it was pretty bad. Yeah, isn't that the one that goes, what's small, cuddly, and blinks?
A baby with his tongue caught in Christmas light socket.
I told you it was pretty bad.
Well, anyway, the best part of the year was when we went shopping with Mommy.
Hey, Mom, why don't you buy Papa Ty?
No, buy him a hat. No, how about a G.I. Joe?
How about a Sue? Buy him socks.
No, how about a G.I. Joe?
Why don't you buy Daddy a new job, Mommy?
Shut up, Seymour!
I'm buying this French cologne that your father's been asking for.
Gee, Mom, I can't even pronounce the name.
It's a new imported fragrance by Jovan. It's called Eau de Smell of L'Armpits.
Congratulations, ma'am! You're our 1 millionth customer!
1 millionth customer? You're kidding!
No, you're not kidding! You win all of our grand prizes!
You win a banana!
And a pear!
And even a piece of nostril hair!
Even a lighter!
With some butts!
And even 10 free jersey haircuts!
You'll get a ribbon! And even tickets to the town's annual rock and roll Christmas show!
Tickets to the rock and roll show!
I'll get my hat.
I'll get my coat.
We'll bring the cat.
No, you won't.
I'll wear my mink.
I'll wear perfume.
You'll probably stink.
Then evacuate the room.
We'll have so much fun together
at the rock and roll Christmas show.
We ran home as quick as we could. Yeah, we couldn't wait to tell Dad, but we didn't know that Pop was at a job interview.
Okay, Mr. Goober. You're the most qualified for this position. Just sign here, and we'll put you to work.
Thank you, sir. Harvey D. Goober.
You're not Harvey Goober from Fartburg Toilet and Accessory, are you?
Yes, sir. Live and in person.
Hey, everybody! You know who this is? It's Harvey Goober!
Harvey Goober! Hey, aren't you the one who wanted these goldfish and toilet bowls as water freshness?
I had the auditions for the Tidy Bowl commercial because you kept falling out of the boat.
Hey, isn't it true that last year at your company picnic you were playing hide and seek and no one went to look for you?
Message from Mr. Brown. Message from Mr. Brown. Hey, aren't you Harvey Goober? It really is true that your nose is so big that you can smoke a cigar in the shower.
Cigar! Shower!
Just leave me alone! Just leave me alone! You people are so mean! I'm going home! Merry Christmas!
And we finally did get back home.
Well, Harvey, we won! We won!
We won what?
The 1 millionth!
We won 1 million?
No, Dad.
I'll buy a car. Yeah,
Dad.
That's right. We'll drive to Florida. No,
Dad,
no,
we'll
buy a jet and we'll fly the car down to Florida.
Dad,
and we'll take the train. No, we'll take a chauffeur to drive the car to the train.
Dad,
then we'll hire a conductor to drive the train to the jet.
Dad, we didn't win a
million. But I'm going to get the car to the jet. Maybe we should buy a boat and take the car.
Take it easy, Pop. You're confused.
You're right, son. We don't need a boat. We're rich.
Harvey, we were the millionth customer at the store and we won tickets to the rock and roll show.
We're poor. Hey, that's great.
We better get ready. It's getting late.
And off we went to the show. When we got there, we walked into the wrong door.
Pop's ID, of course.
It wound up being the backstage entrance.
Hey, Pop, I think we're in the wrong place.
Yeah, but look at all these cool instruments.
A guitar.
Harmonica.
Drums.
A tambourine.
A Moog synthesizer with a variable oscillator which produces equalization between the detector and the IF stages.
Ooh. Shut up, Seymour!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph. One foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeers loved him, as he shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Hey, Fartburg, isn't that the fellow who did the toilet paper demonstration for my company?
Well, yes, Mr. Crack. I mean, no, well, he's no longer.
Well, he's got great talent, you know. I'd be afraid to lose a good man like that. You ought to give him a raise. As a matter of fact, we'll take 50,000 rolls of that toilet paper.
Well, yes, Mr. Crack.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You'll go down in history.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good night, everyone. Merry, happy Valentine's. Is someone gonna say, "Shut up, Seymour"?
Shut up, Seymour.